It was a great story the other day that really surprised me. Fort Worth is now the fourth largest city in the state of Texas. It passed Austin. Of course, it's growing like crazy. And to a great degree, it is because of the founder and chairman of Hillwood Communities, Ross Perot Jr., who had the vision, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago, to buy up all that land that's now Alliance, Texas. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David, how are you? Happy New Year.
And to you, too. And it's going to be a Happy New Year, I would think. You know, the growth trajectory out there, I mean, all those warehouses, all those lots. I was looking the other day, you've got, what, 27,000 acres and 48,000 single-family lots already that have been built out?
Right, right.
Talk about the growth.
That's a huge program, but remember, I think you were there from the very beginning.
Yeah,
so don't act like you weren't around 35 years ago.
Well, and I was a doubter right from the very beginning. I mean, that
I
really...
I remember doing interviews with you right there in the very beginning of the Alliance program.
Yeah, no, it really has been fabulous. So it is the growth is still there, right?
Oh, the growth is there. The North Texas growth is there, David. I mean, 375 people a day are moving in. It's one of the highest growing regions in the nation. You saw in the paper, we just passed 8.3 million people.
Yeah.
So go all the way back 35 years ago when we started Alliance, there are only 3 million people in North Texas. Now we have, you know, over 8. 5 million people showed up in 35 years. If you have that kind of growth rate, your projects are going to work.
You know, and one of the things we talked about way back then was this phenomenon, because it seems like cities in the South, and in Texas in particular, grew to the north. I mean, Dallas certainly has, Houston, everybody else. Fort Worth was the exception. It grew to the south, and it made all that land available north.
It did because of the stockyards. Nobody wanted to live north of the stockyards back in the old days because prevailing winds came from the south. And that pushed all the growth down basically south of the stockyards, south of Fort Worth. And when DFW came, it opened up the whole northwest quadrant of the Metroplex, North Fort Worth, for a big development play, and that's what we were fortunate enough to jump into.
Yeah, and the synergy, I mean, this is sort of a classic piece of synergy where you've got all this mixed modal. You've got air, you've got rail, you've got truck, you've got warehouses, you have single family, you have multifamily. Everything came together, not all at once.
Oh, no, it took you know, hundreds of acquisitions, hundreds of deals to put it all together. We continue to buy land every year. It continues to grow. But also, let's not forget how fortunate we are to have such good political leadership in North Texas and in our state. And over the past 35 years, we've had really forward-thinking political leaders that allowed the private sector to grow, be creative. And Dave, they bet on us. And Mayor Bob Boland, go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are today if Mayor Boland didn't sign up to say, I want to do Alliance. But go back to your first point about the size of Fort Worth. When we brought Alliance into Fort Worth, it was the largest annexation case in Texas history. What Mayor Boland saw was the opportunity to basically triple the size of Fort Worth. Today, Fort Worth is now feeling the benefit of the decision of Mayor Boland and the city council in the 80s that kicked all this off.
Well, I know this is not the only thing that you're involved in with Hillwood. And in fact, I was intrigued. I guess it was last year I saw that you had you bought some land downtown in Fort Worth for a future property play. And also, we've been watching with great interest the Field Street Tower in Dallas. Do you see any more development coming there?
Oh, I think the Goldman Sachs deal in Dallas is going to add a huge amount of momentum. And we're building the building for Goldman, and the project's going really well on time. And it's going to have a really significant impact on the city. And you're going to see this growing financial hub that we have in North Texas. It's going to get stronger and stronger. And we're working deals now with major financial institutions that want to go into Dallas, into Uptown, that want to be next to Goldman Sachs.
And of course,
the Texas Stock Exchange. Look at the Texas Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
It picked Dallas for the Texas Stock Exchange.
Yeah, and there
so
are.
It's the energy. And when you see it, you know, look at Fortress moving in. Look at Canyon Partners moving in. Goldman Sachs moving in. Charles Schwab. Wells Fargo. Go down the list. Yep. Ken Fisher. Look at the major players that have moved, financial players that have moved to Texas.
And I think Jamie Dimon has about as many.
Mike Milken runs his family office out of Dallas.
I didn't realize that. But that's the interesting thing is you build something like this and all the vendors, all the people who want to sell, who want to supply, who want to do business with these people have to relocate here also.
Oh, they do. But then that's why the North Texas, I mean, with the talent moving into this city, we're being reinvented one more time. And I can't imagine what our city is going to look like in 10 to 15 years with incredible talent that's being attracted into our market.
Are there challenges along the way? You know, we talked to, I know you know Michael Morris from the Council of Governments, the transportation man, and he talked about, you know, planning and the layouts and maybe some challenges for fire service and police service.
Oh, sure. Hey, well, you're always going to have, but, you know, Michael Morris is the unsung hero of North Texas. There's no one like him in the country, and the way he has led the infrastructure improvements of our region for 30 years, it's been stunning. But that's the type of public leadership we have here that really is forward-thinking that allowed the private sector to grow and thrive. As Michael Morris, you'll have those challenges, but boy, give me those challenges in Dallas anytime over this challenge in L.A. or New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I know you're...
Well, look at it. I mean, we're going to pass Chicago in 2 or 3 years. It's New York, L.A., Dallas, Fort Worth. And then go to 2100. You know, we should be the largest region in the nation by 2100, over 30 million people.
Ross, do we keep going north? Or are we coming back yet? And you're doing some infilling, too. Do we come back toward the core?
Infill is going to be very important. But we're growing to Austin. We're growing to San Antonio, Houston. You talk to the futurist, one of the great regional hubs on the planet will be the Texas-Austin DFW corridor. And you're seeing that whole region fill in.
Yeah, and I guess it's the distance between San Antonio and Austin is kind of like Dallas and Fort Worth. It seems to be disappearing.
It is, and that's why, I mean, we've got major developers now between the two cities putting in major projects.
One last thing.
Just come back to our market.
Yeah.
It's stunning the growth to Lake Texoma. I mean, Lake Texoma is going to be one of the great gems in North Texas. But the development going on, getting closer and closer to the lake, is also going to be impressive and stunning.
All right. So one last thing let me ask you. So when companies are talking about relocating or expanding and into Texas, you guys, Alliance, are at the top of the list at all your developments, you know, all over the area. Are you still hearing the interest or has it slowed down any?
Oh, it is. The interest is very strong. It hadn't slowed down. It's because of the economic freedom of Dallas-Fort Worth. People want to live in a free state. They want to be able to grow their business. And also, as I tell our political leaders, it's not just the hard power of taxes and regulation. It's the soft side. It's the culture. People love the culture of Dallas-Fort Worth. And more people I talk to leave L.A., come to Dallas, because I said, you know, I cannot raise my children in California. I want to raise my children in North Texas. And this is the high end coming, but also the firemen and policemen that are moving into our communities. I had a young fireman tell me, or policeman, he said, Ross, I can't be a policeman in L.A. Protesters will come to my house and harass my wife and son. They come to Texas and they're now policemen in our community.
And that's exactly what we need, too, as we keep getting bigger.
That's what people love. Yeah. And we love our police. We love our firemen. And we support each other. And that is something we should never take for granted.
$120 billion in regional impact, 66,000 jobs. Alliance Texas is still growing. The founder and chairman of Hillwood Communities, and Hillwood is Ross Perot Jr., and he's chairman of the Perot Group. It's good to spend some time with you. Come back, will you?
Look, I look forward to it. It's always fun, and let's do it again.
I look forward to it. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.